Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. We've got some news from Zero Hedge I thought was very interesting. I'm always trying to encourage people, especially the people that disagree with me on certain issues of freedom and liberty and free market capitalism, to always do a cost-benefit analysis. Like Thomas Sowell teaches us, there are no solutions. There are only trade-offs. So although doing something over here may have some perceived benefit, it may also have a cost, and we have to look at both of them to determine if this is a good policy on net balance. So let's get into this story from Zero Hedge. Life insurance CEO says deaths are up 40% among those aged 18 to 64. So this is based on the levels going back to 2019. Keep it YouTube friendly here. You guys know what we're referring to. Now, to be clear, this is a CEO of an Indianapolis-based insurance company called One America. It doesn't necessarily mean that this is a huge insurance company that is saying that this statistic applies to the entire United States, just the area that they cover. I'm guessing they only cover Indianapolis. So right now, he said, we are seeing the highest death rate we have seen in the history of our business, not just at One America, said Scott Davidson, head of the Hunt. Well, it got to be bigger than Indianapolis if they're $100 billion insurance company that's been operating since 1877. Jeez. All right, so not a small operation. I was assuming they were a much smaller business than this, and they have approximately 2,400 employees. He said the increase represents huge, huge numbers among primarily working age people who have employer-sponsored group life plans through One America. Okay, so this is how they're seeing the data. This is how they're collecting the data. And what we saw just in the third quarter, we are seeing to continue into the fourth quarter, as the rates are up 40% over what they were in 2019. Davidson said during an online news conference last week, just to give you an idea of how bad it is, a three sigma or a 1-in-200-year catastrophe would be a 10% increase over 2019. Just to remind you, he has seen a 40% increase. And they go on to share some tweets from different individuals talking about this phenomenon. And so it says what the data is showing us is that the deaths that are being reported for the cerveza sickness greatly understate the actual amount of people passing away in working age community. So they're passing away. They might not be passing away from the cerveza sickness. I would argue that they're most likely passing away because of the government's response to the cerveza sickness. So when you lock people in a cage for 6 months, that's not good. That is not good. When the only thing they have to do is drink or use drugs or who knows what people were doing, and then you create this divisiveness and then this fear of all other human beings, as though anyone you come in contact with could be some sort of dirty, filthy creature that you want to stay away from, or at least keep your distance from at all costs. And then you combine that with everyone walking around where you can't see their facial expressions. And I'm not a psychologist, but it would make sense as to why people are feeling more depressed. And then you take away their job, you give them quote unquote free money from the government. And although they may think it's free money, it's not without a cost. And the cost is usually that person's identity, especially for guys. That's really, really important for guys. And so they see their job or whatever level of success they're achieving through their own efforts, this is part of, or a good part of, their identity. And therefore, when you take that away from them and you make them dependent upon the state for their consumption, along with everything else, what we were talking about, without seeing people's face, being locked in a cage for 6 months, maybe they had their business destroyed. Who knows what it is, but you're going to see a lot more depression. And we've seen a lot more of that. We've seen a lot more drug use. We've seen a lot more suicide. And then who knows what other negative health ramifications you see as a result of these government policies that we saw in 2020. Now, there could be other reasons, but there's something that's going on now that wasn't happening in 2019. So obviously the world has changed significantly, but you have to kind of look at the variables there and say, okay, what's the same and then what's different? And one of those things that's different, that's going to be your catalyst. So for this company, they expect losses of $100 million. And that's their smallest business. So it's having a huge impact on their bottom line. He said adding the cost will be passed on to employers purchasing the group life. Okay, so what they're doing is they're raising costs. So there you go, inflation. So what's happening is they're having to pay out more because of the excessive death rate. And therefore, the people who are still paying, they're increasing their prices to compensate with the additional money that they're paying out over on this side.
This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for.
At the same news conference where Davison spoke, Brian Tabor, the president of Indiana Hospital Association, said that across the state, they are being flooded with patients for many different conditions, saying, unfortunately, the average Hoosiers, meaning from Indiana, health has declined during the Cerveza sickness. And I don't know why anyone would be surprised. Again, you lock people in a cage. The only thing they have to do is drink or do drugs. They get depressed. They can't socialize. At the end of the day, we are social creatures. And the fact that if you're a human being and you can't interact with other human beings, I don't care how introverted you are, that's going to take a toll. If you go 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, and remember, there's a lot of people in states like California or especially New York and maybe a lot of people throughout the Midwest that are extremely afraid to go outside. They don't want to go to a grocery store. It's been 2 years now, and they probably have only left their house a few times. They haven't done anything for Christmas. They haven't seen their relatives. They haven't had that one-on-one human interaction that they had in 2019. And even for those among us who would consider themselves an introvert or someone who likes to really hang out by themselves, you can't do that forever. And it's just the way we're hardwired. So seeing what many of the people in the United States have dealt with since 2020, I think it just makes sense that people are far less healthy now than they were back then. And this is being proven in the data. And it goes back to understanding how important doing a cost-benefit analysis is right from the beginning. So sure, if we force people to stay in a cage for 6 months, we might have this small perceived benefit over here, But over here, we're going to create higher suicide rates. We're going to create higher drug use, alcohol use, domestic violence. We're going to create a lot more depression. So how do we balance that? But see, what we've been doing as a society and at a global scale is we've only been paying attention to this perceived benefit, and nothing else matters. Nothing. We are hyper-focused. We have tunnel vision on just this perceived benefit. And whatever collateral damage we have trying to achieve that objective, well, that's totally justified. Or if that's even if it's in their conscious thought, which it's usually not. You don't even hear them talking about it. I mean, how many times have you seen the people that are in charge of the institutions or the politicians actually talking about the unintended consequences of the government's policy back in 2020 and 2021? Very rarely. And in my opinion, we should not only discuss that more, but I think most likely they're the ones who need to, they're the ones that really have most of the responsibility and the blame at their feet at the end of the day. It's the government's policies towards the cerveza sickness. We're seeing it play out right now with these insurance companies. And unfortunately, if we continue these policies in the future, and I don't think we will, I'm pretty optimistic going into 2020, but if they, like Lightfoot as an example, de Blasio, I know he's out, but if you get another clone like that, if you get more of these authoritarian mayors that just assuming their intentions are good, just get hyper-focused on this perceived benefit, you're going to have more and more and more of this quite literally human suffering as a result. And that's going to bring society as a whole just further and further down. And then the only thing you have going on, not only from an economic standpoint, but a social standpoint, the social fabric that holds society together are really asset prices and asset bubbles. And that's a very dangerous, dangerous place to be. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Make sure you're always standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. See you in the next video.